Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Friday morning. It is 6:07. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards.
Oh, chance of storms this afternoon. We still have temperatures around 70 degrees. I was just having this conversation, I don't know, a couple of days ago, where I feel at this point in time relatively confident. Not that we're going to have a night in the 40s or something, but like the 30s, the 38, or the snow, or all this, like that's done.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were saying your confidence is going to happen. No. Yeah. We're clear now, right? Knock on wood.
Yeah. Like those type of things.
Don't jinx it.
Not that a 45 can't happen or something like that, or 54 in rain, and not consistently 70s. I understand that on the other side. But I feel like the 32, the 33, the 35, like that type of stuff is a high at least. I feel pretty confident thinking that might be.
You are still a little brisk at evening baseball games. I will give you that. But yeah, you're not like in the 30s kind of level or snow or frost.
Speaking of that, today at 7:05, our first ever field report.
This is a field report like no other. You've never heard a field report quite like this.
The most local, thorough field report you will ever hear. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Could you imagine?
Oh, my God. Every day I can imagine it.
Heading into the weekend with a winner.
You get so excited every day.
He's dead. He's a guy. His name has been in the envelope since January. You're part of the early morning crew. We would love your guess. Star 102, good morning.
Hi, is it your guest for the Good Men in an Envelope?
Yes, it is. Do you like this game?
Not really, but I want it solved.
I am going to stop asking people this.
You are my best friend.
It worked out on Wednesday. Yeah. In the last 2 days, I asked the question. Has not worked out for me at all.
I want it to end, too. Please tell me you're the person that brings it
yes,
to an end.
Yes, everybody listening wants it solved. We hope you're the person.
Please. Is it Freddie Mercury?
Oh, it's not.
Oh!
God, I wish it was.
I'll keep trying.
Please maybe do. Next week's the week. Stop. Next week could be the week. Right, Jen?
I doubt it.
All right. Well, thank you. We hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for being a part of our early morning crew. We love that.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Sarah sent us a message to the Jen and Tim Show Facebook page and said, hi, Jen and Tim. For Dead Guy in an Envelope, maybe you could consider revealing one clue each month that it goes unsolved. Even something simple like whether the person was a musician or an actor. I love this. That's a great idea, Sarah. I would love to do that.
But
I also find it annoying that we would only get 12 clues a year. Like I want it. I would love to give a clue daily. If it were up to me, that's what we would do.
We've had this conversation before.
Go ahead. Say what you always say. You already have two clues.
Well, we've had the conversation and those are the clues. We were told those are the clues. He's dead. He's a guy. Those are the clues. But in positive, would you say her name was? I didn't see the message.
Sarah.
Sarah, first of all, thank you for being an EMC, part of the early morning crew. In positive news, and I love the suggestions, we have now whittled it down five more this week. So
you love the suggestions?
Next week, it will be easier.
You love the suggestions, yet you won't take any one of them.
It's not for me to take. We've had morning show meeting conversations about this game.
Sadly,
and
we
those
have.
Are the those are the clues. This isn't a Tim driven thing. I mean, the game was
feels like it,
but not that
feels
portion.
Like the Jen and Tim show could you know make an edit
all weekend to think about your guests. Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim show. Good morning to you. Coming up next. What do we have with Stevie on the socials there, producer Stevie?
My entire For You page has been clips of Katy Perry on her new The Lifetimes tour. She's in Mexico. It just launched like 2 weeks ago. Her tour started. And the feedback hasn't been the most positive. Some people are comparing her to Jennifer Lopez. But Katy Perry has come to social media with a statement of her own regarding this backlash.
Oh, I have not seen the. I have seen the videos of Katy Perry performing, mm-hmm. and I have seen them to audio that isn't Katy Perry. Like, they've used the SNL yes. parody bits and, like, put that in the background, but I haven't seen what Katy herself has said.
The
so I look forward to this.
It's not nice.
No,
it's
they
not,
are not.
It's not been nice to her for quite a while for other reasons.
No.
And then the choreography and other. Like,
I mean,
there's
and,
other...
It's, and it's sad because. And I have to laugh because they put her choreography that, you know, it looks very acrobatic. And interesting.
Right.
And then the music they put it to, it just, you have to laugh.
People are funny.
Stevie, you are, yes.
People are funny.
You're so right
I mean,
about that. It's like you feel guilty. Like you don't want to be the person laughing. You feel bully-esque and you don't want to be that person.
I know.
But it is really funny.
If you don't know, if you love Katy Perry, maybe you're not a fan of Katy Perry. I mean, this has been everywhere. It's Stevie on the socials next on Star 102.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
Katy Perry has been going viral all over social media for a variety of things lately. And about 2 weeks ago, she went to space, the Blue Origins flight. That caused a lot of backlash. And now her tour starts. After launching her Lifetimes tour last Wednesday in Mexico, Katy Perry went viral for what many are calling cringe choreography. It's all over my feed, the choreography. I don't really know how to explain it. It seems very acrobat, very... It's interesting.
Why is that on Katy Perry? That's the choreographer. That's the thing. She's taking all the heat. You look at the dancers behind her. It is the choreographed portion of
I
the...
I think when there's a lot of backlash for an artist, it always... It's not. It's them and their whole team behind them that are like approving this stuff.
It's bizarre.
But it's Katy Perry's brand. I mean, don't you think she's the final say on these dances and stuff? And the acrobatic stuff, come on. That's Pink's thing. Why are you doing that?
People are saying that it's a combination of a lot of big artists into one. And she was trying to make it her own, but she combined all of their big things and just didn't do it very well. One user wrote, it honestly looks like something a high school theater production would put together, and I am so perplexed.
I think they would do a better job. Seriously,
like, if you know, you know. If you've seen her videos, like, I mean, Left Shark from the Super Bowl, like, that went viral, and it just seems very on brand for her. It's nothing
She's definitely
new.
Unique in that way.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are comparing her to Jennifer Lopez, where, you know, she had a... Katy Perry had a lot of hits in the 2010s, obviously, and sometimes when you try to make a comeback, it doesn't go super well because the internet is ruthless and they love to just hate on things. And Katy Perry is not new to the industry, so she did release a statement based on all this backlash, saying, "Do you ever feel like a human pinata?" And, quote, "Please know I am okay. I have done a lot of work around knowing who I am, what is real, and what is important to me."
Oh, see, now I even feel bad again.
I know.
And in all fairness, every video I've seen of this dancing that you're referencing, whether it's the acrobatics where she's flying around the arena or the robotic.
Rocking baby.
The robotic
motion, the
weird
robotic
motions or the skipping on the stage.
And the semicircle state, like the in Mexico, I think it was.
So I have not seen any of it with the original audio. So,
correct.
And we were saying before, it's because people are funny on the internet and I feel bad laughing, but people make funny videos and that's what happens. I feel like to give it a fair shake, like a fair assessment, we need to watch it with the original audio. Have either of you?
I have not watched it with the original audio.
Every video I see, like you said, it's like edits to crazy audio of her just flipping in the air, skipping around.
Right.
And that's what makes it funny. And I think that's what people are laughing at. But it's hard because there's like an actual human behind it.
Yeah. Maybe with the original music, it's not as bad.
Maybe. And I do have one other question that I don't, because we're watching about the onstage presentation, as you mentioned, and it's not to Katy Perry singing. It's all these different clips. But I do have one other thought about this that I don't think was addressed. Maybe it was in the shows. We're continuing with Stevie on the socials and Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. So we're talking about what, if anybody's just joining us there, Stevie?
Katy Perry's tour just started 2 weeks ago, and it's going viral.
Is it selling? Is it doing fine? That's the one thing. See, I'm seeing these things behind the scenes where Beyonce is doing her stadium tour, and people are acting like that's not selling well. Have you seen that?
I don't think it's selling well in the U.S.
Okay.
But she's in Mexico
right now.
So I think it's different depending on where you go.
Okay.
But people were saying that she should just cancel it because no one's buying tickets, especially now. People are mean.
They are.
Could she just cancel in the middle? Obviously we've seen Justin Bieber try to sell tickets and then cancel, but that's before the tour started. Jennifer Lopez.
Yes, J-Lo that's did, what yeah. people were comparing to J-Lo, but before the U.S. leg starts.
Right.
People were saying that.
I just don't know. I don't know anything about that. I just, you see the shots of, you know, her dancing on stage and
does
everything else.
Does it going viral make you want to go to the show now, or does it make it like
kind of
opposite?
That's why I said sometimes it works in reverse. Yeah. Like, I have to see this choreography in person.
I've seen Katy Perry. As a matter of fact, I think
we
went like as a show years ago. She's awesome in concert.
She
was great. I just tried during that song to find Katy Perry dancing with the original audio. I can't find it. Mm-hmm. I mean, all that comes up are the joke ones. So we really need to watch it with the original audio.
So
if it exists.
Another Stevie on the socials on Star 102. Good morning.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year.
What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
The first ever Jen and Tim show. Let's keep it real. It's really Jen's field report. It's on the Jen and Tim show, but it's Jen's field report from the week baseball games you have attended.
Well, yes, but it's not about the games.
No!
It's about the facilities.
It's all about the facilities.
All about the facility, as I brought up earlier this week, that it is a major issue in my life. What are we dealing with? What is the bathroom situation? What is the concession situation? What is the walk from the car situation?
Oh, the concessions, too. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And can you bring the dog? How far is the walk from the car? Because you're usually carrying crap, like a heavy chair or maybe a bag. Do you need a blanket? Like this time of year, you need some type of blanket or some type of... there's a lot of things that go into a baseball game.
So we're getting closer and closer to our first ever Jen and Tim show field report. That's a few minutes away. Why are we doing this? You know, we talked about this earlier in the week, and this is something that is clearly going on in your life.
I have two sons, 13 and 11 years old, and they both play travel baseball. They both love baseball. My husband coaches baseball. So we go to a lot of baseball fields. For me, there is an internal panic as I go to every field wondering what most important, like the number one priority to me is the bathroom situation.
Okay, so we'll be addressing the bathroom
situation. We'll be addressing the bathrooms.
This is part of the report.
This is going to be part of the report. We're going to address the bathrooms because you need to know, what are you dealing with? Are you dealing with a porta potty? Are you dealing with a freestanding? Are you dealing with no bathrooms at all where you have a situation, do you have to leave the field if you have to go to the bathroom? Because by the way, the minute there's no access to a bathroom, you have to go to the bathroom. Like there's like a field in Medina that there's like no access. It drives me nuts.
It's almost like an anxiety.
Yes.
Kind of.
You create.
We all know.
Right.
I get you.
Yeah.
I understand
it's like
what you're
maybe you don't really have to go, but you got to go because you know you can't go.
So that's one of the parts of the.
That's one
field
of the parts.
Report. Okay.
Plus, we got to talk about field distance. How all far right. are you walking from your car to get to the field? Some of these parks you go to, and they have like. Several fields, including baseball, including soccer, which, by the way, one of the fields we're going to talk about this week had that. How far is the walk? How heavy is your stuff? Are you also taking a dog with you? Because you have a dog on a leash, and then you got to carry a chair. So we're going to talk distance.
Okay, field distance, bathroom. Okay, bathroom situation and field distance.
And we're going to talk concessions. Do they have them? Do you want them? Are they good? Are they meh? Doesn't matter.
Bathroom situation, field distance, concessions.
And we're traveling to three cities today in the field report. Three different cities.
Three different cities for the field report, the first one ever. It's our first ever field report on the Jen and Tim show on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
This is all about baseball fields because I go to a lot of them with my 11 and 13-year-old. They both play baseball. I worry about the bathroom situation, the walk from the car because you're carrying heavy things, and are there concession stands? Not my biggest worry because I bring my own liquid and stuff like that, but you know, I think it's nice to know what you're getting yourself into. So we're going to rank fields on a weekly basis because I go to roughly 732 baseball fields per week, I feel like. And don't even get me started on the tournament this weekend and how many games the boys have. So this week we rank three fields. And we start at Westlake, Ohio, Roman Park.
Okay.
I live in Westlake. I go to the Westlake fields a lot. This week in particular, it was Roman Park. Roman Park, which is down like on the other side of, on the other side of 90. At lovely fields, several fields in the area, freestanding restroom, no concession stands, short walk from the car if you're carrying your chair. However, concerns with where you park the car based on will a baseball hit it if there's like some kind of fly ball or like home. Not home run because the field's facing the other,
right.
But like another concern. And I mean, that could even be part of this because will the ball hit your car and how far away do you have to park? So I will say for Roman Park, Westlake, and you know, we talked about ABCD. I think we're going to give them diamonds. Is it three diamonds? Is it four? And I can't decide, Tim. You'll have to tell me. Out of five diamonds, I think we're going to give it. And I'm going to give Roman.
Five being the best.
Five being the best, one being the worst. Roman Park, I'm giving you three diamonds.
There you go. Three diamonds.
You're getting three diamonds. Let's move on to Bulkin Park. Bulkin Park is in Fairview Park. And it was the first time I visited this week. A lovely park. Now, this is a larger one. You go to Bulkin Park to play baseball. You're also dealing with soccer fields. There are soccer games. There was a soccer practice. I think there was a softball practice. There were two baseball fields going on. I might be lying about the amount of soccer fields. I don't know. There are freestanding restrooms at Bulkin Park and Fairview Park. I did not use them. I cannot comment on the cleanliness of the restrooms. If they're quality, if there's a mirror, how you wash your hair, I don't know.
But they're available.
They're available. Okay. They're freestanding. No porta potty situation, so you're good.
That's good.
Bulkin Park, I'm giving you three diamonds out of five.
Oh, another three diamonds.
Another three diamonds. This is out of five, though. I mean, like, these are fine. These are fine fields, okay? Now we can move on to Spencer, Ohio, which has started all this. And I don't know. I might take a while to talk about Spencer.
Okay.
Because we're talking a quality experience in Spencer, Ohio.
Okay, so we have three diamond. We have another three diamond, and we get to Spencer for the third of the Field Report. That's next on Star 102. The Field Report continues on the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102, Cleveland's Field. Good favorites. So we're going to hit the third field, but what were the first two that you hit just minutes ago?
Roman Park, Westlake, three diamonds. Bulkin Park, Fairview Park, three diamonds.
Out of five.
I feel like maybe it should be out of six. I don't
know. You want six?
Because I always have to rank books out of five stars, and I feel like there's just like not enough wiggle room there.
You want?
Well, you know what? This is our first week of the Field
Report.
It
is. We'll figure
that
out.
We're going to stick with five. We'll see how many diamonds we adjust to next week.
No matter what, three is a nice mid.
Three is a nice mid. I mean, you're good. These are good fields. There's not a bad part of these. You know, you're not like a two or a one. You're three diamonds. But let's move on to the very lovely J.B. Firestone Park in beautiful Spencer, Ohio. It's super far away. I can't hold that against it because you could be going to Spencer, Ohio from anywhere. I happened to drive there from Westlake. It was a 45-minute drive. That does not affect my diamond score, okay? The diamond rating, not effective. This is the one I was most worried about with the bathroom situation. After a 45-minute drive, I'm going to have to go to the bathroom. What's the situation? Well, let me tell you, it was lovely at J.B. Firestone Park in Spencer, Ohio. They have a nice freestanding building with bathrooms. And remember, I told you, beautiful wooden doors. You do have to pull kind of hard to get it to shut, like wedges in there.
What's then a wooden door? Was it a humid day? Does it expand?
It might.
During a humid day? And then does
out,
it shrink towards the...
We had to like body slam it to get out, and you couldn't close it far enough to lock it. I'm not holding that against, and let me tell you why.
I'm still thinking it's an Amish-built door, because you said there was horse...
There was horse excrement on the road as I got closer to the Spencer Field, so I think there's Amish on there. We're fine. And we passed like a horse and buggy when we were leaving. So, yeah, I think there's an Amish community nearby. And maybe they built that. I don't know. Lovely door. Solid door. Clean bathrooms. No mirror in the bathroom. All right. Because, like, and I think I mentioned, it's usually if there is a mirror in a baseball bathroom, it's like a prison mirror.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a sheet of metal.
Smeared and everything else.
It's just not really a reflection.
Never even rinsed. Yeah.
Right.
They put it up. It looked good when they put it up, and then they just never touched
it. Exactly. Mm-hmm. There was a concession stand, which was lovely. They had a nacho option. They had a hot dog option. Not only that, they put the hot dogs on sale at the end of the game and knocked them down
to
dollar dogs.
A genius maneuver. Wouldn't you rather sell them for a dollar than not?
Than not get any money for them.
Did they have a Nerds gummy cluster? I'm kidding.
I didn't actually.
I'm totally kidding.
Oh my gosh, I can't even go near those.
So that's good.
The nice concession stand, that was an option. And by the way, like a roofed area with picnic tables under it to eat at the concession stand. plus a playground, plus the walk from the car to the field. Not far. Very lovely. And there, and oh, you know what? As we do this, we need more categories. And here's the next one. Is there shade to sit in? Can you sit in a shade? Because a lot of these fields, you are baking in the sun directly. Spencer, there was some shade. You didn't have to, because it was a warm night that night. So are you sitting in direct sun? Or are you sitting in the shade? Overall, it is a comfortable, nice space. Spencer, Ohio gets a B+, 3.5 diamonds.
3.5?
3.5 diamonds over the 3 diamonds. I'm giving them 3.5, but again.
Would it have been a 4 if it didn't have a sticky door?
That door? Yeah, I might have upgraded.
4 with the no sticky door.
I might have upgraded with the no sticky door. I'm telling you, though, I got to add to this field report. The shade, no shade situation, that's a big deal.
Yeah, Robin.
Can you sit in the shade?
Robin's loving this. I may just need to take some trial runs to these fields to see the potty situation prior to the games. It's fair.
Well, you don't have to now if you listen to the field report. We got you
field
covered.
Field report. Every Friday, right around this time on Star 102, it'll be your weekly recap. We might add more diamonds, might add more categories. That was our first run. We hope you enjoyed
it. We're working on it. It's
very well done, Jen.
Thank you, Tim.
Very well done.
This weekend, the Kentucky Derby. I'm guessing there are restrooms there, not porta potties.
Can I go to Spencer just at the end of baseball games, even though I don't have kids playing, to get dollar dogs?
Probably.
Can we just reveal that?
Yes. At the end.
All of a sudden, these people are showing up and asking what inning it is, and these kids' games. Well, on the Jen and Tim show, they said it's dollar dogs, whatever's left.
But it was so funny because the girl walked out and shouted it, and I happened to be walking by at the same time. It was like she screamed right in my face. It was very jarring, and it stuck with me.
Okay.
Dollar dogs! Anyway, Kentucky Derby is this weekend. The 151st running of the roses.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12 month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I didn't realize. So today's picture day. It is picture day.
How
here
fun.
At Odyssey. You know, woo-hoo, new headshots and group shots and pictures of, you know, pictures of you, pictures of Stevie and myself and, you know, all that type of thing. What I didn't realize, because
first of all,
I probably wasn't told, is that there was a definitive decision on the color coordination
of
what the picture was going to be for our group shot.
You are.
Because I walked into, I don't know, an incorrect color coordination where
you
and Stevie
not
clearly had a conversation about the definitive decision that I was left out on.
You are not even serious right now. You are not even serious right now. Not only was there a definitive discussion and decision, I talked to you about this last week when Stevie wasn't even here, or actually a couple weeks ago. I said, hey, we have those photos coming up. Can we go with this color scheme? And you said, yeah. I said, that's, everybody has like these neutral colors. You should go in this scheme. And then I reminded you yesterday, only to be proven with what Stevie and I are wearing, matching coordinating colors. You are not even in the family.
Tim, here's some suggested colors. Jen, I don't, I like to wear blue. I have a lot of blue things. My eyes are blue. Blue for me is good. Oh, it doesn't matter. Tim, wear whatever you want. It's all fine.
Nobody
all
said
fine
that to you.
Clearly, then there's another text conversation between you and Stevie excluding me. There's a thing that's called the real colors.
You know what?
I think that's probably what it was.
This is just like you. This is just like you to screw this up because should we rewind to Christmas time? Oh, every single year when you make it so difficult to get our matching PJ photo. So now today you've decided to go rogue and you don't match our color scheme.
I wore what you told me to wear.
No, I did not tell you.
Didn't wear anything. I didn't have anything on.
I did not tell you to wear a blue shirt.
This is not going to be good.
I said stick neutrals. Let's go black, tan, and white. We all black, tans, and whites. If you have denim, wear denim on the bottom. But let's just stick with a black, tan, and white theme. Not saying like we all wear the same color shirt or anything like that. Just in our own way. That way they'll coordinate but not be too matchy-matchy.
That's right. We're bringing in producer Stevie.
Yeah, we are.
I don't think this is the only one way to settle this. And now we're going to have to send out a picture of you and your neutral tones with producer Stevie and me looking like a
blueberry
right smack in the middle. How are these pictures going to look? Producer Stevie, she's going to sell this next. Ugh. Producer Stevie joins us. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. No definitive decision on the color yesterday, was there?
There was a group of colors chosen.
There was a group of colors.
That's funny.
Thank goodness Menor's only 20 minutes away from downtown. Probably going to have to drive downtown looking like a blueberry. You guys look beautiful. A black, a tan ensemble. Clearly it was a conversation with Albie. Now I'm wearing all blue.
How's that a conversation
blue tennis
without
shoes, blue,
you?
Blue pants, blue shirt. I look like a blueberry. Right smack in the middle of you
two. You do even have blue shoes on. What? Literally, clearly we coordinated this because we talked about this as a group yesterday. Blacks, tans, and whites. Let's go with neutrals because then we will all coordinate with the photo.
A separate conversation. We just took a picture. We're going to put it on social. You both have tan on. I have blue on. It looks like it is like you were two pieces of bread and I am blueberry jam in the middle of that bread.
Yeah, the blue is not going to work. I don't know what you're going to do. You might have to go shirtless.
Yeah, the color options I thought were black, beige, gray, like that kind of
yeah,
vibe.
Like a neutral theme. Yeah.
Yes.
And that's exactly what she wore. And denim was appropriate too, we said. We could do a denim on the bottom or even a pant in that color family.
So this was a post-show conversation.
This was a conversation.
Between
you
two.
You were in the room.
Where?
Thank you.
When?
Right there.
Was
probably.
I editing? Was I busy? Was I, when did this happen? I remember you saying blue was fine. That's what I remember.
Blue jeans.
Did you or did you not say that?
Blue jeans.
Denim. You forgot a word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
nobody said wear blue.
I think you said wear blue.
But like, if you would have said you were going to wear blue, we would have coordinated around that. And by the way, over the past several weeks, I've said to you several times, is there another color you want to wear? Because I feel like maybe I have more options in my closet than you might. I'm happy to work around that. Because we want it to look coordinated. And that you gave me no answer to that.
So we took a picture in studio. Here's what we're going to do. Here's what we'll do. So we will post this specifically to the Jen and Tim Show Facebook page. Is there a picture
approved? Your face is ridiculous.
I'm a very mid-looking person. So we, So if we have a picture that's approved of the three of us, let's just post it on Facebook. I'll play a song or two. We'll play a song or two and get comments. Maybe they'll say that we'll look fine together. Maybe the blue won't be that bad. And we'll read the comments. And I want you to be honest. If I look bad in the blue and it looks ridiculous next to Jenna, producer Stevie, then rip me. If not, then that's fine.
You don't look bad in the blue.
No, it's a nice shirt.
Yeah, you look good in the blue. Although
it's a group shot.
By the way, we just took like five photos. There is going to be a standout problem with your shirt. That's all I'm saying. Like
maybe if it was more navy. Maybe. But you went for a very bright blue.
See, we're asking what they think of the color coordination. This is what's going to stand out to people, I think. That little... Mm. Mm-hmm. So you'll see it when I post it shortly.
Okay, we'll post that, yes. And if you... Oh, no.
It's in everyone. I'm posting it.
Oh, I have been working out.
Might have to redo.
Can we do this one?
This is the worst. Please, Jenna Tim Show Face. Post it now, please.
Yeah,
thank
well,
you.
We got to
I appreciate that. I need to...
I can't believe your shirt did that.
I need clothes that fit. All right. I do not know why I do this to myself.
The comments are so great.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. If you're just joining us, good morning to you. About 13 minutes away from a round of Trump 2. About an hour away from your first boarding pass. But currently, on the Jen and Tim Show page on Facebook, it is picture day today. Getting new headshots for the website. We're excited about that. Jen didn't tell me what color to wear, so I wore the wrong color. You and producer Steve, you're color coordinated. I was never given a definitive decision on the color.
You are such a liar,
so
Ramp.
I wore blue.
You are literally lying through your teeth.
No.
Stevie.
Tim, wear anything. Yeah.
It was black, tan, white, gray, neutral. It was neutrals. And then Christy even sent an email yesterday reiterating the point of neutrals. We didn't want to look matchy-matchy, but we wanted to be coordinated. So we just took a selfie. We posted on the website. You can see Tim's blueberry blue shirt. And I will say, because some people are saying, oh, it's not that bad. It is a very bright blue shirt. I had to use the front-facing camera, so I feel like maybe it didn't pick up the color as well. It's a very blue shirt.
Yeah, it's more blue than the picture shows.
Correct. Annette, though, says, don't worry about the memo. You're all rock stars. You all look awesome, despite the standout blue shirt with the tiny gap.
Yeah, I was getting my arms around you, too. Yeah,
it did. It spread.
I really should have. I had that thing buttoned up too high. But we were trying to get that
posted
in about a song's time. So that was
a very stressful experience taking that picture.
It was very fast trying to get it posted so we can get to these comments.
As you can see by all of our faces where we look shocked.
Shocked and stunned. We were using a timer. It was very awkward.
What's the comments?
It's peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Tim, what's wrong with your smile? Jerry says, well, it doesn't look bad, but the gap between buttons looks funny. Sorry, Tim.
Wait, so do I have to change? Do I have to drive? I have to go home and change. I look like an idiot in this.
You know what? You were given a choice, and this is the choice you made.
Blue of any color. That's what I was told yesterday morning
told you that.
By Jen Tui. Can I wear blue? I like blue. Yes, you can.
I have blue, gray,
white in my closet. Any of those are fine. Tim.
That's exactly what I said. Wear the neutrals. Do the white, the gray, the black, the tans. Those are the neutrals, and you went with the bright blue. You made the choice. You decided.
I think it's more of a periwinkle.
No. Is it?
I don't even know what periwinkle looks like anymore.
I could not afford that box of crayons.
No?
I need to look.
All right.
Reminds me of Blue's Clues. What did that do?
Caitlin pointing out if the color shade isn't that bad at all, but the little buckle in the shirt, I think it's trying to say hi.
No, it is not periwinkle after a review.
Okay.
Yeah, that's more of a purple,
very
I feel
purple.
Like. Yeah, very purple.
Is it? You're looking it up? All right.
I think shades of blue.
I do want to point out, though, the gap in your shirt, it is because you were putting your arms around us. It's not, you're not just standing there with a too tight shirt on.
I don't have this medium on.
It looks really funny, though, the way it looks on that page. And thank you for all your comments on it. Who knows? What are you going to do?
Well, according to these comments, I definitely can't wear that shirt. I don't know what I'm going to do because it's basically right after the show. So I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Does JJ's sell shirts?
Yeah, but they're.
Can you like borrow?
They're in white.
According to the shades of blue thing I found, you're a Maya blue.
Maya blue.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Look, Maya blue.
It's going to be a big bruise, our picture. Yeah. Black and blue.
Dawn hates my face.
Dawn said she hates your face.
Yeah, Dawn Arrington. It's a whole thing. This is a whole thing.
I can't believe someone said, here's what you do. Here's what you do.
I'm the male Katy Perry right now.
Definitely Tim has to change his shirt, Patricia just said. Here's what you do.
Walk down the halls. We have, you know, other radio stations here. See who has on a shirt you like and just ask them to trade you for the morning.
And switch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody's got to have something on.
All right.
I think Slats over there has on like a teal colored shirt today.
We'll figure that out.
That might not work out. That might not work out.
That might be worse.
Well, thank you for the comments. I appreciate it.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.